gonna read one verse, but try to attach to this entire story. John 11, verse 35. Y'all ready? Y'all got it?
All right.
We together. Verse 35 says this words, Jesus will.
All right.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's all. I want to talk from this thought this morning, the tracks of my tears. The tracks. I felt like being in church this morning. The tracks of my tears. 1965, Smokey Robinson penned these words. For the miracles to sing. People say I'm the life of the party. Cause I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside, I'm blue. So take a good look at my face.
Come on now.
You'll see a smile is out of place. If you look closer, it's easy to trace the tracks of my tears. Growing up, this scripture was really easy for me because when you sat around Big's table on Sunday evening, you would hope that they'd point at you first, Taj, because you couldn't start grabbing chicken from the middle of the dinner table because everybody had to have a Bible verse. And whoever that lucky joker was that Sunday, they got the first run. We were sliding by. Jesus will. He got you out of trouble. You didn't have to be deep. You didn't have to say nothing. You didn't have to impress nobody because it met the qualification. You better get you a Bible verse. I simplified it to that. Scripture to quote right before you start snatching chicken and stuff in the middle of the dinner table on Sunday. But the truth of the matter is, there isn't much recorded in many places in Scripture of Jesus crying. It's not a list that we can go to. Times where Jesus was moved to crying. I know we're in the middle of our speaking series, and I'm getting there. But I think we ought to take a moment to say, anytime you find something that moves Jesus, it dares to have a little bit of attention, a little bit of spotlight shined on it.
All right.
Anybody besides me want to figure out what happened that made Jesus cry? I know some people don't take much for them to cry. They are natural criers. I need somebody with me. I know that I got two daughters. The first thing I learned was not to be that moved by them crying. Come on, somebody. It'll be the drop of a hat. Ta-da. I was explaining to my wife that you can't raise boys and girls the same. So I'd have to get King within an inch of his life to get his attention. And Taylor just take a look. And all of her world has came crumbling, crumbling down. This text is amazing because some people have minimized the crying of Jesus to the death of Lazarus. It's really not the case because Lazarus got up in a couple of verses. Jesus couldn't have been crying because Lazarus was dead. That wasn't. People have minimized Jesus' crying to the effects of Mary and Martha being upset. But that couldn't have been true because they met him at the end of the street. He hadn't come all the way in time. I hope if you got time, read this text. It's amazing how John 11 is such a deep story because it starts off with Lazarus is sick and Jesus doesn't leave. And then Jesus say, we're going, And they say, don't worry about coming no more because Lazarus is dead. He gets there and he's confronted by Martha because Mary said, I'm not even coming outside to see what's wrong with him. And Martha is upset. Martha approaches him, and then when he tells her, don't worry about it, it's going to be all right, then he runs into another problem. It's a stone in the middle of the way. So let's talk about what caused Jesus to cry. In the middle of a speaker series, how do you handle things that make you cry? Three things. I'm going to get out of y'all way. Anybody had some stuff that made you cry you wanted to know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me say it like this. Anybody had some situations where people have been in your life and they didn't know what to say? Because you was crying?
Yeah.
And instead of just shutting up, they start saying stuff that threw you off. I mean, did anybody had somebody mess up your good cry because they said something? And that's what I came to talk about today. How do you handle life? What do you say when you see in the tracks of their tears? Three things. I'm going to get out of y'all way. The first thing you got to do is speak to the truth, not the facts.
Come on now.
Speak to the truth, not the facts change. No, the facts. Verse 11 says this. After he had said this, after they told him about Lazarus was dead, don't come no more, then Jesus says, after he had said this, he went and told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going now to wake him up.
Come on now.
And they just told you Lazarus was dead in verse 10. What you talking about? He's
asleep.
The facts are, he dead.
Yeah.
No. You lose a loved one. They not dead. They just with the Lord. No, that body is gone. That's the facts.
Yeah.
No, they that's not. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being too deep? No, that body is not getting back up. This sickness is not unto death. It's probably going to take them out. I'm not broke. I'm speaking financial wealth. No, you probably broke if that card don't work. I need y'all to hear me. See, those are facts.
Those are the facts.
I didn't say deny the facts. I say that's just not the truth.
Come on.
The facts. You go out to eat, ain't got no money in your account, they got a number to call for you.
Yeah.
My daddy rich, unless it's the one down here that you finna get him to put some money in that account. He gonna cash app you. You gonna be washing dishes.
Oh my goodness.
I need somebody to help me.
All right.
But you don't speak to the facts when somebody's going through. Because most of the time we already know the facts.
All right.
What's the truth? He's gonna get up.
Yeah.
No. See, the truth is the innate reality of what God says about the facts. The truth. You broke. Facts. You broke. Truth. I got a daddy that can give me anything I want to. All I just got to get access to him. It might not fix this immediate problem right now. Mm-hmm. The truth. I got a problem. I mean, the facts. I got a problem. The truth is he might not come when you want him.
Yeah.
I need somebody to help me.
Yeah.
So you got to know the difference between the facts and the truth. The facts. Yeah, he was a no good, some that you was dealing with and wasted half your life trying to make somebody someday was never designed to be. That's the facts.
Amen.
What's the truth? God used that so you'll never have to go through that.
I got it.
I need somebody to help me.
Yeah.
Come on. I went through that, so I'd appreciate this.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yes.
I wasted my life with you. No, baby, I learned every lesson I was supposed to get.
Yeah. Say it.
Yeah. I know residue.
Yeah.
I know when it looked like that.
Yeah.
I need somebody with me.
Come on.
And most of us struggle because the facts don't always line up with the truth.
Yeah.
You said God was going to come by Thursday. And it's Friday evening. And you yet to see him.
Yeah.
No, you started calling him early. You called him when he got sick.
Yeah.
He wasn't sick. He was just sick.
Yeah.
And they said, they told him. And they came back and said he's still where he was.
Yeah.
But my grandma and them said he might not come when you want him, but he on time. Who time?
Yeah.
Because I needed him yesterday.
I need somebody
to say this back with me. Delay is not dismissal. It's because he didn't come when I wanted him to.
Yeah.
Didn't mean he wasn't paying me no attention.
All right.
Speak to the truth.
Yeah.
Not the facts. That's good. Anybody understands that sometimes God uses your issues to build a crowd for your deliverance? Mm-hmm. Nobody came to the house when Lazarus was sick.
Yeah.
They was there for the funeral. Somebody showed up to see who got the body.
Come on.
Somebody showed up to see.
Come on now.
He looked like he's sleeping.
Yeah.
Look at
Jesus.
It. They could have did better right there. You know how people come?
Yeah.
Sit in the back, see who crying the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gossiping. They wouldn't be crying at all if they was here when he was sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
They called me and told me he was sick. I ain't want to be bothered with nobody. But see how they crying. If they would have treated him right, they wouldn't be acting.
My goodness. That's it.
They don't do that when you're sick. They wait till the few. God always waits until the crowd has come.
Yeah.
To make a spectacle for your deliverance.
Talk about it.
Jesus didn't show up when they called him. He showed up when they were ready for him.
Yeah.
See, Jesus' words were more powerful than any situation they could ever put him in. Watch this, y'all. Because you are so busy living in the facts of your situation, you forget that he said, I am the way, the truth. I am the truth.
And
the light.
Yeah.
The problem is you spend so much time in Mark 4 in the middle of your storm, you don't realize that in the beginning he said, we're going to the other side. He didn't tell you it wasn't going to be without a storm. The fact of the matter is, the fact that when he said it on the shore, the same word that was good on the shore is as good on the shore as it was in a storm.
Yeah.
See, some of y'all keep looking for God to say a new thing.
Yeah.
No, when he got sick, he said this wasn't unto sick, unto death.
Yeah.
Guess what? He ain't lying.
Yeah.
But he dead. He ain't gonna stay there. Why he ain't gonna stay there? Because he told me he wasn't gonna stay. I need somebody with me.
Come on.
I'm broke. I ain't gonna stay broke. Why you ain't gonna stay broke? I got seed in the ground.
Yeah.
Y'all with me.
Yeah.
See, this is we're in the middle of speaking. And some of us don't understand it because you won't understand the word that he spoke. How do you know that this hell has got to get out of your house? Because it's a sanctuary. And every sanctuary I have is a sanctuary of peace. The Bible told me to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is your home. That means the place of your dwelling. That means that if you don't have peace in Jerusalem, then God is not in the right place. You might have to get out of here because my peace is on.
Yes.
Weeping may endure for the night. Oh, but joy comes up. I don't know if weeping gonna get me through the night, but I know joy got to show.
Yes, sir. Speak to the truth.
Not the facts. The facts are irrelevant. He's dying. Okay, well, I'm praying that God turns it around. Why are you over here shouting? And I just told you Lazarus was sick. And I think he finna die. Jesus said he wasn't gonna die.
Yeah.
Watch this, y'all. Then they told him Lazarus was dead.
Yeah.
Jesus says, he just sleep. Our friend has fallen asleep. Let's go wake him up.
Mm.
Watch this, y'all. It wasn't the word getting to Jesus that Lazarus was sick that moved him. It was the death of Lazarus, the sleeping of Lazarus, that acknowledged Jesus. I think we need to go.
Let's
go. Time to clock in.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's time for us to get anything. I keep saying this, and God keep moving on me, and it just keep resonating in my spirit. Anything that gets God to move can't be that bad.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord.
Yeah.
What didn't have to die in your life before you could see?
Come on now.
My God.
It's on.
Yeah,
it's
on. I I kill a dad. I better believe it. It was in that year that what was in the way of me seeing God got out the way. And that was when I saw it.
Yeah.
High.
And lifted up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I was like, you got to move.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Speak to the truth, not to the fact. Second thing, this is going to be hard. Speak to the belief when you speak to the believer. Jesus shows up to town. Martha runs out with an attitude. Cause she said, my brother would still be alive if you had up in here. I ain't making this up. I ain't even paraphrasing. That's literally what she said. My brother would still be alive if you hadn't been here. Jesus said to her, I came to get him up. Martha said, faith statement. Watch this, y'all. This is the second faith statement. First statement was, if you'd have been here, my brother would still be alive. Wait a minute. So you knew he could heal him?
Yeah.
That's why we was calling him. We wasn't calling a friend. We was calling somebody that could help. Yeah. I wish I had time to spend time to sit right there and talk about it. It ain't about who you call. It's about what they can do. And it's about it. It's some folks I don't call when I need. I don't need the broke friend if I'm broke. I need the healer when I'm sick.
Jesus says,
she said, my brother would be here. If you'd have been here, my brother would still be alive. Jesus says, I came. Your brother's going to live again. She said, yeah, in the great resurrection.
Yeah.
That's when he going to get up.
Yeah.
She said, no. You missed me. He coming back today. No, I can't. Because see, what you need to understand is that when you're dealing with a believer, there's always a little belief left in them.
Yeah.
See, there's something you can tag on to and pull it out of.
Yeah.
Because she said, my situation ain't right. That don't mean you ain't nothing.
Come on now.
No, I'm still happy to see you, even if it's late.
Yes.
Come here, seasoned saints. It might not come when you want it.
Yeah.
But it's always.
All
the time.
Yeah.
He shows up. He gets there. He says, you know, the struggle of most people is that we don't know what to say when it's our time to talk. You've been waiting on Jesus and waiting on him.
Yeah.
Sitting by the side of your bed, waiting on him.
Yeah.
And when he finally shows up,
you
jump up talking about it. My brother will still be alive. You didn't. You got so indignant with your relationship with Jesus, you started telling yourself he owed you to come.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've been to worship, how much I've said that I love the Lord, how many times I said this and you couldn't hear this? Come on, that's what that is. Don't look down at Martha too bad, because all of us in prayer and cry, I don't know why you ain't knew what I needed you to do. Proverbs 18:21, the tongue has the power of life and death. John 11:21, Martha says to Jesus, if you had been there, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, that sounds like faith to me. Well, you heard faith at Jesus. She mad. She believed I could do it. Let's not talk about her frustration, because frustration is human.
Yeah.
Oh, I need y'all to hear me.
I need you to
hear me, because some of us struggle because you keep trying to tell people what God is going to do for them. But you need to take a moment and realize what he can do for you.
Yes.
What God has done for me. He ignores her doubt, focuses on her faith. And then Jesus says, Show me where you laid it. I need y'all. Somebody say the divine declaration. Show me where you laid it. Jesus, he's thinking about now. He never responds to that.
Mm-hmm.
They are walking from the end of town to the tomb of Lazarus. And the people that was in the house, they had professional mourners. We got them today, we just don't pay them. They paid them.
All right, all right.
These were people that wasn't close to the family, but showed up for a funeral.
Yeah.
And Martha went in the house and got Mary, and Mary took off running when she heard Jesus was here, because she had been waiting on him.
Yeah.
And he's finally there.
Yeah.
Can I pause and pull from the text? When Jesus finally show up, you ought to at least move. She leaves out of the house so fast that the people that was in the house crying stop crying to find out where she going. And Jesus, this is what the text, I'm getting you to the text we read, because I want to make sure I at least touch the text to keep you in context of what I read. And Jesus is moved by the people that sad.
Yeah.
Because Lazarus is dead. Well, preacher, you said that he didn't cry because Lazarus did. He didn't. He cried because his people were crying.
Yeah.
And because the people that were there were crying, he was moved by their tears. Well, what are you trying to explain to us? Sometimes it ain't the fact of the end of your situation that moves God, because he knows it's going to be all right. Sometimes he moved because you moved. He acted on your behalf because you was crying. Let me see where y'all laid it. And they get there. Tajne's been in there for 4 days. But they didn't put a stone in the front of the tomb. Jesus says, move that out the way. No, Jesus, thinking now. You don't. Anybody got to the place of your deliverance and stopped Jesus from doing what you called him now to do? Because you got nervous that it was going to really happen this time. I mean, you got right to the edge of your breakthrough and said, if I go. Because see, the difference between you calling Jesus to come now and you moving a stone is all in. Mm. Because it takes some nerve to move the stone. I'm done. Third and final thing. The third thing you got to speak to is you got to speak to the situation, not the stone. I need somebody to hear me right now. That was life changing for somebody in here. Because you keep telling Lazarus to move from behind the stone. So if Lazarus don't come forth, don't nobody on the other side of the stone know that you was talking to him. You was just weeping. Jesus says, move the stone because something's happening now. Everything in that dead. No, not everything.
Yeah.
Because I got some power that'll make some dead stuff come back up.
Woo,
okay, can I pause for a moment? Can I pause for a moment? Can I pause for a moment and tell everybody it's okay to be human? It's okay to weep. It's okay to embrace your friends. It's okay when nobody understands your situation. But don't stay there too long. Don't stay there too long that you forget that God can still work on your back. I just came to ask somebody that whatever the situation is that you're facing, don't stay there too long. No, weeping may endure for a night, but joy God can come. Job said, naked I came out my mother's womb, naked I shall return. The Lord gave, the Lord takes away.
Yeah.
How do you get from humanity to divinity? But bless it.
Yes.
Be the name
of
the Lord. Watch this, y'all. The stones in your life were never designed to hear from you. What are stones? Stones is whatever you put in the front of something that you declared dead to
someone.
My goodness.
I ain't going back there no more. Mm-hmm. Put a stone on the front of it. Because what does a stone do? It hides it from sight.
Yeah. Mm.
You know it's back there. But the stone in the way.
Yeah.
I would, but I don't want. 2 Kings 4, there's a woman. Man of God asks her, you know, is it anything you need? You need to speak to the kings, the princes, the no, I mean nothing. His servant says, she doesn't have a son. He says to her, then the time of life you shall have a son. She said, no. Mm-mm. That's behind the stone.
Mm-hmm.
I done tried that, it didn't work.
Yeah.
I'm spending the time here because I need somebody that got some stuff hidden behind a stone that you're trying to figure out why your life ain't what it, because you hid it.
My God.
It's Champion Sunday. I thought we was going to be happy. We all, but there's some stuff that you said was stinking back there you need to speak to.
My God.
I gave up on that.
Move the stone.
Can somebody say that with me today? Move.
Move the stone.
Move the stone. Move the stone. Watch this. How do you get the stone moved? First, you got to speak to the same people that you had put it in the way. Tell them to get it out. It's the same folks that you went and said that this wasn't going to work no more. You got to go back and say, we're going to go one more time. Same folks, Peter, that you was fishing with all night, is the same folks that you're going to have to say, we're going one more time. We was drying our necks. We were getting ready to go home. He said, we need to go to the other side. We're going
one more time.
Sometimes you give up, right? Kurt Carr said it like this. You're right at the edge of your breakthrough.
Yeah.
But you couldn't see it. Paul said it like this. I look through a glass darkly.
Yes.
Because you're trying to see it and it's something right there, but it ain't really what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And he said, I think this is, just move the stone.
Yeah.
Watch this, y'all. He gives a command and then he gives a declaration. Command. Move the stone. Get the thing that don't want to hear me out the way. Mm. It was never designed to hear me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even been here. But y'all didn't listen to me when I told you he wasn't going to die, so you went on and put it up.
Yeah.
Pull it back out.
Yeah.
And take the chance of me looking crazy. Because I'm finna speak to something that you said was thinking.
My God.
Anybody ready to be willing to look a fool to see some things materialize in your life? They moved the stone, Taj, and he said, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, and not dead. What are you talking about, Jesus? Lazarus is stinking.
Yeah.
Watch this. Lazarus came out. I need y'all to hear me today. The same people that had the stone in the way, Lazarus didn't come out walking, brand new suit, cleaned up. He came out hopping because some people had put grave clothes on the man that wasn't going to stay dead.
My God.
I need y'all to hear me.
Yeah.
You're going to have to do some work to clean up some stuff that you thought you buried.
Yeah.
And you think that you're just going to be able to walk back into your next season.
Yeah.
No, you're going to have to get them clothes off of it.
Yes, sir.
I don't need them yet.
Yes.
Watch this, y'all. Anybody need a word?
Yes, sir.
I need to die.
Yeah.
Anybody need a word?
Yeah.
Come out, Lazarus. You was dead and now. Dead people don't hear their name.
Yeah.
Why could Lazarus come? Because we heard a long time ago, he ain't dead, we're going to go get him up. That boy sleep.
He sleep.
Why would they put him? Because he was, some people had gave up on him.
Yeah.
While God still had some word on him. Why are you preaching this on a Sunday morning? Because I don't know who felt like somebody gave up on you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like you, Jesus, in this situation. Because some of us don't have the authority right now to speak to some stuff. Mm-hmm. I want you to understand we all been Lazarus.
All right.
We all have been hidden behind a stone where somebody then gave up on you. And they thought that you was gone and stinking by now. But you just said, I needed a word. All I needed was somebody to call
call my name.
Yeah.
If you call my name, yeah. I'm coming. I'm coming out.
Yeah.
No, I ain't gonna come out shouting. I ain't gonna come out. I'm gonna come out happy.
Yeah.
Because they tied me up.
Yeah.
And guess what, y'all? The blessing of Lazarus being tied up was the same folks that tied him had to untie.
Oh my God.
Because the situation ain't over. Somebody gave up on something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know who you are. But I'm telling you, because God showed it to me, that you gave up on something. You're trying to figure out, where's my word? It's behind the stone.
Yeah.
Why I can't walk out of here? You got to hide. Because you've been tied up mentally, emotionally, spiritually, with grave clothes. What is grave clothes? Stuff for dead people. Because they told you you wasn't getting out of that until you died. They told you that the situation wouldn't change until you got out of it. You said, I ain't going to get no better. I'm just stay where I'm at. Got that. That's grave clothes. Permanence is grave stuff.
Yeah.
No, I ain't come here to die. I just came to change some stuff. So I don't believe in sweet by and by spirits. I ain't got to wait till I'm dead to be blessed and see Jesus. I'm going to see him tomorrow. See him and talk to him this morning. I need somebody with
come
me. See, you got to learn to speak to some stuff. Tracks of my tears. How you get out of this? I'm glad y'all asked me. Listen for your name.
My God.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen for your name.
Yeah.
There was no earthquake. There was no great signs and wonders. There was no shaking of the earth. They said, Lazarus, come. What none of that? Just was a cry out from a friend. Well, Pastor, you, what this got to do with speaking? We in the middle of speaking.
Yeah.
This is what it has to do with it. We just got out of evangelism.
Yeah.
And we went into speaking.
Yeah.
Because you need to speak to some people that only you know their name.
Yeah.
And tell them to come out of some stuff they've been dead in.
Yes.
Church ain't my thing. I understand that. Ain't really mine either, but when I got there, he called me out of some stuff. I gave up on some stuff. I had called it in. I had, what a timeout I forfeited. They look the same.
Yeah.
Both of them clear the field.
Yeah.
One of them go home.
Yeah.
I had forfeited. He told me just call a timeout.
Yeah.
Y'all go back out there.
Yeah.
Let's pray. God, I love you. Yes, I love you.
Yes,
Lord. How I love you.
Yes,
sir. I really.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Just for who you are.
Yes.
And all of your glory.
All of you. Yes,
sir. My heart sings holy.
Yes.
Daniel McClurkin says, speak to my heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Give me your holy word.
Yes.
Today I offer Christ to you because you're worthy.
Yes, Lord.
God, we ask that you bless and breathe on this word.
Yes, Lord.
Invitation is extended to be a sign of door opening and acceptance of what you can and have done. Perfection was never expected, which is why we are easy to miss it. What you expected us to do was to be all for you. And I mean all our good and our bad, our expertise and our jacked upness all belongs to you. And for that, we give you all of the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray.